indefinitely. We've also been following breaking news developments out of Canada. At least 10 people have been killed, another 15 injured in stabbings, this at 13 different locations in Saskatchewan province. Police say they are looking for two suspects. Let's get more on this now from Mike Kanner in Washington. Have you been hearing much about this, Mike?
Well, the story has just been breaking within the last few minutes in terms of any further detail. Very difficult. The police say that they are looking for two suspects. A number of people have been stabbed, at least 15 wounded. But the issue is that this is over a fairly wide expanse of area. These attacks have happened over a period of a few hours. Now, this is in Saskatchewan. It's ranging through an area near Port Albert. Now, it's also at this stage, there's a football match being going on in the town of Wexton. And it appears that the initial stabbings happen in this area, but have then spread out across several different districts over the past few hours. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police say that they are looking for two suspects. They've identified them. They've identified the vehicle that they are traveling in. But at this time, they are still at large. The RCMP don't give any reason for the stabbing. They don't understand any motive at this particular point. But they are searching for the two people they believe are responsible. As I said, at least 10 people killed at this particular point, according to the RCMP. As many as 15 have been injured in the series of stabbings which have erupted within the last few hours in a large area of Saskatchewan in Canada.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Mike Hanna in Washington.